revenge for my father's death. I would be protecting my family, and almost no one in Colombia would blame me for shooting him. Violent revenge is the expected reaction of any young man who loses his father the way I lost mine. Yet while all of this was true, I did nothing. My father had always wanted me to work for peace. How could I become violent now? The only way I could show respect and love for my father, the only way I could help to save my family, was by trying to make peace. The only way I could help ensure that no other child would suffer the way I had was by trying to make peace. Killing him would bring no peace to me or my family or my country. In fact, by killing him, I would lose everything. I would be no better than he was. I watched him, and then, for no clear reason, he turned and walked away. Not long afterwards, I got rid of the gun and have never had one since. 2 months later, I went to Bogotá to take part in the first meetings of the Children's Movement for Peace. With all the grief I was feeling, it was a blessing to be able to throw myself into the movement.
We're at the end of Juan Elias's story. Let's go back over it and make sure we know how it all happened. Juan Elias was only 8 when his hometown, Agua Chica, became a dangerous place. There were murders in the streets and many kidnappings. To escape the violence, Juan Elias's family eventually moved away. But 2 years later, they moved back and Juan Elias began working for peace. At age 15, he helped to start the Children's Movement, but things were still bad in Agua Chica, and 6 weeks later, his father and cousin were murdered. Juan Elias was so angry that he decided to buy a gun, but when he saw a man with a gun stalking around his house, Juan Elias realized he didn't really want revenge. He got rid of his gun and recommitted himself to working for peace. This, he thinks, is what his dad would have wanted. Let's go on to Farlis' story, starting on page 30.